Each week, Valerie Brown Kuchera brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely.
Thoughtful gifts. I like buying gifts and planning parties. Themes are good. A person can't get too themey. For my daughter's Nancy Drew themed party, we, and by we I mean I, made a cake shaped like a giant magnifying glass and hid clues in miniature envelopes throughout the house. We, and by we I mean I, used invisible ink to write some of the clues. Others were in code or mirror writing. Yes, we, and by we I mean I, are the Da Vinci of theme parties. For my son's Indiana Jones party, I transformed an unfinished room into a system of tunnels filled with holy grails, ancient scrolls, hieroglyphics, and snakes.
Why did it have to be snakes?
Each team of boys received a dossier with a mission and a map. Harrison Ford made a special appearance. Okay, not that last thing, but he was there in spirit and in my fantasies.
Don't get excited.
My point is, I derive a great deal of pleasure from planning parties. I put so much effort and emotional energy into this process that I sometimes, quite rarely, really, become a bit snappish during the process. I certainly don't lose it, as my children have accused. Some people just love to exaggerate. I'm not one for drama. So when one of my kids pops off with a hysterical, "Look out!"
She's gonna blow!
I have very little patience indeed. My exuberance carries over into the buying of gifts and sending of cards. The heck with an impersonal text or Facebook post on someone's birthday. What kind of pre-planning does that take? I mean, how thoughtful is it really to send a birthday greeting when you open your phone and you're prompted, "Today is Jane's birthday. Do you want to send a greeting?" I'm convinced that the reason Facebook is so good at reminding people of special dates is that Mark Zuckerberg is a man, and he felt sorry for all the husbands out there who can't seem to remember their wife's birthday, despite the fact that they can remember the score of every football game they played since junior high. I'm not sure that opening your phone on the morning of your wife's birthday and seeing a reminder is all that helpful.
May the force be with you.
Most wives would rather have a forgotten birthday, or seven, tucked away in their arsenal than a gift that was clearly purchased at the gas station on the way home from work that day. That said, I've received some amazing gifts over the years. A favorite was one of those singing fish. I was a young woman, even younger than I am now, I mean, when those awful things came out. I wasn't always this tactful and modest, so I was quite vocal about my opinion of the Billy Bass. Every time the commercial for the tacky thing came on, I'd say something like, "Who would waste their money on that dumb Billy Bass?" My in-laws at the time, two sweet people that I'm still very close to, thought it would be funny to purchase the Billy Bass as a Christmas gift. Of course, hilarity ensued when I opened the gift amidst chuckles and guffaws from the family, all of whom were in on the joke. The funniest portion of the practical joke didn't occur until a few weeks later. My in-laws were visiting some friends for dinner and related the story of the gag gift. My mother-in-law was puzzled because she wasn't getting nearly as many laughs as she usually did when telling the story. Gamely, she pressed on, determined to finish, even though my father-in-law had mysteriously started kicking her beneath the table. In one of those coincidences that defies explanation, the couple had, you guessed it, a Billy Bass hanging on their wall right above my mother-in-law's head. And it wasn't a joke, but it was a real part of their home decor. The singing fish made the rounds for several Christmases before I finally used it as a white elephant gift at a staff party. This is Valerie, the Little Spouse on the Prairie. Please hit like on the Little Spouse on the Prairie Facebook page and tune in next week.
Little Spouse on the Prairie airs at this same time each week. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Valerie Brown Kuchera, with music by Kelly Wirtz, and produced by Angie Hafley. More Little Spouse on the Prairie episodes can be found online at hppr.org.